have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it, that's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Jewish, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling, what are we proving, what are we doing, what are we building, what are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Defense is a family tree, with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means, and our children own everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still opportunity, my time bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking structures in my life do need it. Make friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a man, I'm a heater. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a teeter. That's right, I'm out with loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, I'm still to receive. But never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm much of the use. Bruiser to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes is supposed to lose. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our band in earth. Conduct with metal touch.
It's medical, it's
fire, fuzz. Bring it together for better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Just raid old school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond
is. We are beyond offense. We are beyond.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building. Out of every
religion, out of every
religion.
Oh,
yes, yes. Shout out to you, family. Thank you for everyone tuning in right now. We greatly appreciate you right here on Beyond Radio. That's right. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? Yes, I'm smiling. Why wouldn't I? I'm right here on Beyond the Radio. I'm right here, and I got a beautiful relationship with who? None other than the Elation family. That's right, the Elation family. We are in the building. And I know they smiling. You know how we do it when we come up here. The Elation family is so powerful. We know we prayed for. We know we good. So when we come in, we just go straight in, right? Because we already know we covered. That's how powerful them prayers are. That's right. We don't got to say it 20 million times. One prayer is strong enough. Want me to tell you why? Because there's people behind that prayer. That's right. And they believe. And when you believe, you will receive. That's right. But you got to have that faith. You dig? So we're just going on in because we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. That's right. So with that being said, can I have a drum roll? The funny, the comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building? Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building? Guess not. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it pushing. Coach Stay Samuels, the infamous, the queen. Are you in the building?
Coach Shay is in the building.
Hey,
Coach David, when I tell you I'm excited
to be
back. I'm good.
Yes.
When I tell you I'm excited to be back in the building, I'm excited to be back in the Beyond the Radio building. Shout out to the Elations family. Can I tell y'all that we missed y'all tremendously? Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We keep and we will continue to send our love to you, sis. We love you and thank you for all that you do. And to the listeners, yes, yes, yes. To the listeners, you have been missed. We know y'all missed us, but just know that you have been missed as well. So we got a lot to talk about, Coach David.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know what, Coach Shay? You know, we talked to so many people, so many of our clients, you know, on this kind of business. And, you know, it's something, it's amazing how we reach out to so many people. And we have so many people with us, and everybody go through that old experience. You know, I want you to go ahead and expand on that because we definitely have a powerful show. Hopefully, Tommy Two Toes, he'll be able to come on. You know, he's supposed to be on Funny. Y'all keep that brother, you know, good energy, prayers, you know, because, you know, hey, man, you know, he stay busy. He stay busy. He's focused. I think he had a show tonight, you know, at the Comedy Place. So, you know, y'all keep the brother in prayer, you know, praying good energy. It's not always easy. You know, you trying to make it back. And this is the life we chose, the life we live. And, you know, we have a busy life. So shout out to Tommy Two Toes. But when he come on, you know, pretty sure he'll let us know if he can make it. Other than that, I keep the brother in prayer. But, Coach Shay, you said some powerful things, you know, about, you know, the Book of Job. And people always feel discouraged. And every time things come on in their life, you know, they feel like they're worthy. I ain't saying that not, but a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm just having a Job experience. When their experience is not really like Job experience, because things happen in their life, they automatically go to the Job experience. Do you want to talk about this? Because you
yes,
really
I
thought
do.
Of this subject. I think you would do a better job than me right now.
Well, we know you'll fill in perfectly fine. But I do want to give a shout out, Coach David, to all of the all of the venues that we had an opportunity to minister at this past weekend, or this weekend actually. We've been going really, really hard for the I Made It tour. So I do want to give a great big shout out because, you know, some of these people do come on randomly and some of them frequently. So we do want to give a great big shout out to them. So I want to give a shout out to Lady Cheryl and her amazing husband, John Wilson. They had their 8th annual prayer brunch, and it was amazing, Coach David, amazing. Just a lot of women coming together and men coming together, and their theme was to abide. And so we'll talk about that with Job as well. So I want to give a shout out to them and let them know that they had an amazing event, and I want to thank them for bringing us on the Beyond the Fence family. Although it was just me there, the Beyond the Fence family is always represented well at any of the events. And then for Friday and Saturday, the Game Changer event, this was, I think, the 5th annual Game Changer, hosted by Jay Jordan, Pastor Jay Jordan, and his wife, Maya Jordan. Another amazing event. And I do want to give a shout out to one of our members of the Transformation Center, Tammy. Tammy came for 4 hours, drove 4 hours to come down and spend some time with me in going to these events. And so that shows some dedication and a bit of commitment as well. So we had an amazing week, and we wanted to say thank you all for bringing the Beyond the Fence family onto your events and knowing and trusting that we will do exactly what you brought us in to do. So I want to give a great big shout out to them.
Yes, but now, before you go into the rest, Coach Shay, I believe Two Toes is on. Two Toes, are you in the building?
Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Yes.
Man, how y'all doing, man? I miss y'all. I miss y'all, man. I ain't been on the radio in so long, man. I had to Google directions to get there, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, we missed you, Tommy Two Toes, and we're glad that you were able to jump on.
Definitely, man. I miss y'all. Man.
We
miss
know
y'all.
You've been busy out there, man. We've been seeing you doing the comedy thing. We've been seeing you.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. I'm going to make sure I let everybody know that BDF was in the building. So, you know, I'm just trying to represent for the family. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look here. I was making you proud, making y'all proud, man, because, you know, we had graduation for the last couple months. So, you know, I'm catching up and everybody blessing them. So then after they calling me, like, oh, thank you, Two Toes. I'm like, ain't no problem. Go be great. You know, man. They was, hey, they thought I created it. I was like, nah, them ain't my words. I'm just stealing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then yes, I'm going to tell you, I got to tell you real quick, man. I'll go get some shoes, man, because, you know, I love shoes. And I think I got more shoes than anybody with no feet. You know what I'm talking about? So I went to buy the shoes. Like, hey, let me get a pair of 10 and a half. So he go back there and get them. And he come out with them. And, hey, you want to try them on? No, man. I think my prosthetics ain't going to grow no more. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Why didn't you try
the shoes? Right, right.
But I know that's his natural instinct, and he's used to saying it. You know what I mean? But we start laughing.
Always be the same size, huh?
Right, exactly. But, yeah, I'm just glad to be in the house, finally, man. I'm glad to be back, man. I miss y'all, man. I miss y'all.
Likewise. Likewise. Coach A, you ready?
Yeah, Tommy Two Toes. Yes, Tommy Two Toes. We miss you. It was good to hear you pop on, and I was thanking you, too, for popping on. And for some reason, you guys couldn't hear me. But to David's point, we have been seeing you out there doing your thing. I mean, seriously, you are a funny individual. And, I mean that in the most respectful way ever. But you are definitely a funny individual, and so we're happy to be back on with you tonight.
All right. Thank you for the kind words. Appreciate it.
So tonight we're going to be talking about Job. And Coach Dave, if you don't mind that I really just kind of talk about where it came from and why it had been on my heart. And people, you know, if they don't know that we're very transparent, we go through our
Absolutely.
Own life experiences. One of the things that I do know for us is that we want people to know that we experience what we talk about first and foremost. We don't just get on and tell you what to do or what not to do, and we haven't gone through it. And so a lot of people, like you said, Coach David, you said people always use this Job experience as, oh, the enemy is stealing all of my stuff and, you know, Satan coming after my things, Satan coming after my family. And the other day, you know, as we elevate in our business, there's a lot of things that, you know, you would look at and you would say, all of this stuff is being taken away from me, right? So anytime you take a big risk to do anything, you come away and you walk away with things with an uncomfortable feeling because you're not getting the things that you usually would get. So if you were getting a paycheck, you're not getting a consistent, steady paycheck. If you were used to someone paying for something, that's not there anymore. If you were used to whatever you were comfortable with, as you elevate and you take risk, things are going to become more uncomfortable. And so for the last couple of months, I have been in that very uncomfortable state, but I'm not uncomfortable. It would be uncomfortable if I thought about it this way, and so that's why we're going to share this with you tonight. And so one of the things that people always say is, you know, I trust God. As soon as you get what you feel that you're in a hard time, you're like, I trust God. But then you start calling around the people. Right, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, can I borrow
$5? Hey, I just want to borrow. You know,
I just want to borrow $5. You know, I'm going to get it back.
Yeah, you said in your father's house, there are many mansions. You better act like it.
Right, I'll give it back when I get my income tax. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you know, I'll give it back to you next year during the income tax check, or as soon as I get a job, you know, I'm looking. And that's nothing wrong with that. You know, we're laughing about it. But when you really, really, really trust God, you should be able to sit back and wait. And so, and I don't mean wait on God. I just mean that there are so many other options and opportunities and resources. And I'll share this, God, share this with you on the second half, so you guys have to stay back to see it. But taking a risk to go further in your career, taking a risk, you're going to take some losses. And so as I was thinking about this, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David, for some reason, Job just really came to me. And, again, we've all read the scripture. I'll read a bit of it for you, but I want to just kind of overview it in Job. And we're going to start from, like, Job 1. But it talks about Job being this man of integrity. It talked about him being the richest man in that time. And it said that he had everything that he could ask for. It said that he had about 5,000, I'm kind of quoting the numbers, but 5,000 cattle and 10,000 oxen, and he had a lot of everything. And talked about his children. So if you think about a movie, right, and the movie kind of gives you the scene of the people first. So they kind of shot or give you a shot of the people who were going to be like key players in the movie. So Good Times used to do that. When they come on, it'll show you JJ. It'll show you the mom. So you know who you're dealing with. And so this is what was happening with Job, right? So it said his kids were always having parties in the house. And it said that every couple of days, so often Job would go in and he would go pray because he knew the kids had been sinning in the house. And so then, of course, you know the story, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes and listeners, you know the story where Satan came amongst God while he was having a meeting with the angels, and God said, well, where'd you come from? And Satan spoke back and said, I'm coming to and fro, and I'm just looking for something to get into. And then God says, well, have you considered my servant Job? Now, Coach David, you said it. People, I'm being considered, and I've been saying it for months. People call me, and they say they're going through things, and I'll be like, well, maybe you've just been considered, right? And so I was actually sitting in the kitchen, and that same thought came back to me. You've been ministering this now for about 2 months, but maybe you've been considered. And so if I stopped that, maybe I've been considered, then I would just think all of my stuff is about to be taken. Everything that I have is about to be blown up. Everything I have is about to be stolen. Everything I have. So it could have scared me, but instead I got a bit of joy that came over me. And why did I get the joy? Because I realized that what I have is nothing in comparison to what I'm about to have. Who I am is nothing in comparison to who I'm about to become. And I need y'all to catch this, because here's what happened in this book. If you don't understand how important this is to you and your next lifetime, So Job, as Job was getting his, as everything that was being stolen, taken, burnt, all of that stuff, kids, everything was being taken from Job, the people around Job, they were being exposed. If you do not know the story, we're going to read it for you, but I need to preface it with this. The people around Job, they were being exposed. Let's start with his wife. His wife was actually the one who said, why don't you just curse God and die? Now, for years, it said that Job was a man of integrity, that he loved the Lord, that he was the richest man and he had all the cattle. Why wasn't she saying that at the time that life was good?
She was bowling.
Why wasn't she? Say that again, Coach David.
She was balling. Hey, even back then, she bought a Birkin bag. Yeah. She bought a Benz. No, forget the horses. She bought her a Benz. You know, hey, she said her father says there are many mansions, so she bought a mansion. Yeah, she had all that. I'm sorry, Coach Shea, continue.
And then it goes to his friends, which we'll read about as well. It goes to his friends who came when they heard the news that Job wasn't doing so well. This was the second half of his attack. The first half was on his things. The second half was on his health. So his friends came, but when they came, one version says they sat for 7 days and they just didn't say anything because they were grieving with them. And then finally Job said something. But another version says that they said, what did you do that the Lord would curse you this bad? Which means they could not have known who he was. Because if you know a person's character, you would never, ever question their integrity. Especially one who said that the Lord was up, that they served the Lord upright. All these years, he's been doing great. All these years, he's been living the life. And the one time you got to come visit him, this man did something wrong in the Lord's eyes. Then it says that his children were killed. They died. And we know, and I said this, Coach David, and Tommy Two Toes, I said, you don't look at it this way because nobody wants anything to happen to the children. But if you notice, I said in the beginning of this broadcast that the children, they were having parties frequently in the house. And Job would go in and pray after them because he knew that they had sinned. What does the Bible say? Honor thy mother and thy father, for you will have everlasting, a long life. So,
yeah.
Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, what I got from this and what I talked about this past weekend was, this is a time where we have to start reevaluating the way we see Scripture, for one, the way that we interpret Scripture, and the way that we walk in Scripture. If you always say, oh, I'm in my Job experience, things are being taken, well, you are what you speak. So if you say it's going to be taken, it's taken because you said it. But what I saw was this was a pruning. Job was already preparing for elevation. And in order for him to go through elevation, the things that were holding him back, they had to die. The example I gave was a tree pruning. And I said, if you know what a tree pruning is, all the dead branches have to come off in order for healthy branches to grow. So although he was considered, he wasn't just considered, like, God just don't do something just to be doing it. Like, things don't happen in your life just because they just happen. There's a rhyme and a reason for everything. So when I looked at it from that perspective, that's why I started to get joyful, because I said, in the end of this story, it said what Job did not get replaced in quantity, it was replaced in quality. So even then, God still didn't want him to have everything back. But there was a distraction that was happening, and God was exposing those people around him. We never look at that. I've never heard anybody interpret this story this way. And I'm telling you, Coach David, it blessed me because I know where we're going. I know, you know, and we've been here where we've had to shed people. We've had to shed things. We've had to not go to places anymore. We've had to do everything we needed to do, and it wasn't taking us it didn't hold us back. It really propelled us forward. And so I'm going to hand it over to you, Coach David, while I have the scripture up, but just want to get some of your feedback off of that. And then Tommy Two Toes, But we do need people to look at it from that perspective. Every experience of you being considered is not an experience of the enemy is just taking your stuff. God's not going to send the enemy to take. God's going to send so that you know what, one, you have in you, but two, what's around you. Coach David.
I appreciate that, Coach Shay. You know what? As you were saying, I was just thinking, like, a lot of people go through turmoil. They go through things called life, right? And they say, hey, man, this is my Jehovah experience. I know I'm going through this. But it's like, okay, yes, your bills are due. But you know what? When people say the bills are due, well, when you become an adult and you independent, you have your own thing going, well, you know, the bills usually come every month. I mean, hey, that's just how it's been in my life. Bills come every month. Every month the bill's going to come. So it's like, what do people, the bills is just, no, it's going to come every month. The thing is, you must be prepared to do what you're supposed to do. Pay them on time. In order to pay them on time, you must come to a level and a mindset and a maturity of responsibility. That's the thing. You must be responsible. And a lot of us are really like trying to say a Job experience, but a lot of these things you are actually causing yourself. You have the power to control the narrative. We're not talking about the kids dying and all this stuff. No, we're not saying that. We say in your real life, you go through situations. Some of those situations, not all those situations, but some of them are caused by yourself. So we don't want those situations caused by yourself, and you blame it on a Job experience. You blame everyone except you in the situation. The higher you elevate, the more you will see around you make sense. The world is around you because you're creating the God's image, God's likeness. You have the power to control the narrative. You will see things shaping the right way because you're speaking more positivity on it. You're speaking more greatness in your life. You understand who God created you to be, and you become that. And when you become that, everything around you is going to shape up. It's going to make sense. It's going to start carrying out its existence because you are creating that existence in your life through your mind. If you focus on negativity, negativity is going to come to you. But when you understand life happens and you have control over the way you handle life, tragedy gonna come. But you have the power to control how you handle the tragedy. We have that power. And when you exercise the power of righteousness, respect, love, and honor, and faith, then you'll be able to maneuver. And you're going to still mm-hmm. gonna overcome everything that seems to be an impossible obstacle in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we got 2 minutes, Tommy Two Toes, man, what are we going to do with these people who don't want to take responsibility for self? You got 2 minutes, my brother.
Man, they're just going to have to learn on their own. But I first want to say, before I elaborate, I need to sit somewhere next to maybe Shay, because Coach David keep looking on my paper. That's what I was getting ready to say. You know, people complain and say your job experience. Yeah, exactly. They say this is my Job experience. It's your fault to power off. You didn't pay the bill. You know, like you said, the bill is every month. If you were a month ago, then it was due. And then you don't pay it, and that was a Job experience. No, it's a you forgot to take care of your business experience. You know what I mean? So the thing about it is, right. It's not what we can do. I mean, you can pray for these people, but at the end of the day, mm-hmm. they are in control of their own, you know, on their own destiny. Certain things
come
you
on
need control. And,
yeah,
you know, you got to learn on their own. They got to learn
that's
on their
right.
own. I mean, unless you just like having Cadillac dinners, you're going to start paying your bills on time, you know what I mean?
right.
oh, he
won't like dinners.
No, he's paying his bill, girl.
Yeah, baby, let me go ahead and light this candle for you.
Why
your oven ain't on? Well, baby, I already cooked it for you. It was already prepared.
I keep it off in the summer because
right.
It be hot.
Oh, all right. It's about that time. We're about to go to two selections of music. It's halftime. So with that being said,
where the music is.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Ain't nothing to
yourself. Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. Block star.
You start a block.
David,
you know.
Benton.
In real life, you know.
We cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
We up.
All the way up.
Way up. Let's go.
Let's go then.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy.
Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
All the way up.
I can
the
see.
I can
the
see.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 Up to the tippy.
Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
Up.
Got me the city.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my wind.
We all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
David Benton.
I'm all the way up.
Let's go.
I'm all the way up.
This game so cold that I'm shivering. So keep that heat for the middleman. If I bust it down, it's too fast. Strap play times 8, 16 grand. Get hand to hands, went from ground to pounds. Went from being the man with no plans.
trying to survive, trying to get by, but stay true to who I am. I'm a father, I'm a former, debt with precept daughters. Had to be smarter, plant some seeds, fertilizer, add water. Long as the sun don't shine, we rise the ground, shutting down some spurs. Can't nobody take this away, it's our culture. We cultivate, we motivate, we stand away. We get to the money in multiple ways. Sometimes I'm out for multiple days, picking up a bag in multiple places. I'll do the God's graces. Ain't nobody out here catching no cases. Four grown boys, one baby boy, I'm setting examples of voices.
I'm all the way up, I'm all the way up. Up to the tippy. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
In it. Nobody I trust in it. Grew up in a rough city. I'm on a narrow road, doing a buck 50. Cut me too much, is it? Now I got 6 digits. I came out of prison and made nothing but pennies. Until then, the greatest love of all. That's why I love Whitney. Growth, success is infinite. My spirit with God is intimate. Don't get it, go figure it. This is direct, not figurative. Why you so sensitive? I'm into Benjamins, you into senses living, and I don't got time for it. Executing my vision and steadily building, cause God got the mind for it. Hustling and grind for it, never taking God's glory. Blessing a whole lot of children, but that baby ain't ours, boy. Little baby, we burpers beyond the fence. Soaring like eagles, like Donovan. And selling in colleges, or getting the trade, that's why I'm so proud of them. It's real over here, take care of our kids over here. Let's make this clear to your ear. I'm a cheery cheer, that's why I smile to ear. No fear over here, just ambition. Where I handle business, expand with it. I am consistent, I plan different. That's why I make a grand entry.
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Jay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man and host, Coach David Benson, and the BDF comedian, Beyond the Radio comedian, Tommy Two Toes is in the building. Before we start, we want to say the two songs that you heard, Believe in Yourself is my song and single, and the new one is to come, Believe in Yourself, again by Jay Samuels, and All the Way Up, that's David Benton featuring Blockstar. You can get all of those songs on all digital outlets where you find whoever your favorite artist is now. You can find your new favorite artist in Beyond the Fence on all outlets. We want to give a great big shout out to our sponsors as we always do every week. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. She has some amazing things going on, you guys. Listen, if you have not seen her as a print model, she is all over the place. Please go to her page and make sure that you let her know Beyond the Fence family sent you. But if you are looking for a voiceover, a quality voiceover for your radio programming, your TV programming, if you are a business owner and you are looking for someone to voice over your training modules, look Paula G. Voice up at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, we have to give a great big shout out to DJ G-Weezy is what I call him. If you are looking for a DJ in the Knoxville area or surrounding areas, he goes everywhere, look DJ G Will up at beyondthefence.org. That's beyondthefence.org or email beyondthefence1@gmail.com. We do got to give you guys a great big shout out because you were doing it. You hear us, you see us, we're promoting it, and you're booking them. So we want to thank you guys for that. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
That was a spit roll. For sure.
Yeah, I thought his David. Drum was broke.
I thought the drum was broke. Let's talk business consultant strategy and coaching group LLC. Let us tell you guys that since the month of March, we have been re-strategizing. Again, our company is called Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group. So, again, that means that we go through whatever we guys are teaching you. We have re-strategized the essence, the very essence of our business. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking for a new strategy, you're looking for some new ideas, Let's Talk Business. But we are now also integrated with training and development. If you are a corporation or if you're an individual and you are looking for opportunities to personally grow, Let's Talk Business. If you are looking for opportunities to supplement your current income, Let's Talk Business. If you are looking for an opportunity to do more with your workshops, Let's Talk Business. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David, back to you.
Well, Coach, you know what? You was already, you know, saying something very profound. I can't believe you talked about my beatbox, though, Coach Shay. That was one of my best
was,
ones. I felt like
you
I felt like dude off the Fat Boys.
We couldn't hear you, Coach
like
David. Your
off
phone
the Fat
went low.
Boys.
So it wasn't your beatboxing. The phone was very, 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 very low. Your mic was low, so we could not hear you. Tommy Two Toes, you should have backed me up on that one. You should have been the first one to
you
say
mean,
it, so he would
put,
say nothing
to me. He
sounded
like the dude from Fat Boys, you know, but that dude is deceased. He's like he in the casket. That's what he sounded like. I'm just saying, I'm
yes,
sorry.
So.
Well,
you
need
to go
back
to the booth and practice your beatboxing. That's all we're saying.
I love it. It's been a while. But let's go ahead and get back into the show.
Know.
If you're just tuning
y'all
in here.
I have no sympathy. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, brother. That's all I'm going to say.
And Tommy Two Toes will talk to you after the show. So, we'll go ahead and get back
I'm
into
nail
the show.
It. I'm going to nail it, though, next week. Y'all see, next week I'm going to nail it. I'm going to practice. I'm going to nail it.
I love
right.
it.
So, Coach Tate, you know what? You really came up with this topic. And, you know, I have my own perspective, but you started this thing, and I think that you should go ahead and continue because we're feeding off you tonight, and you're on a – you really are on a roll. You're saying some powerful things. And right now, I just think you're on one right now. So I think it would be only appropriate.
No problem. I'm very passionate about it. If you are just tuning in right now, we're talking from Job 1, and we're talking about how others would see, or you may have seen yourself as being considered, and what you've learned or what you've been taught was that being considered means that all of your things are being taken away from you, and, you know, you just feel, even if it's health, you just feel like I'm going through a Job experience. So we want to transform the way that you see this so that you understand what God is probably, possibly trying to get you to see within your Job experience. So we're going to read from Job 1, and I'm going to read it very quickly and then get down. And Coach David, you can help me break this down. Tommy Two Toes, definitely chime in. But we're going to start in Job 1. So in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright, and he feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons, but I want to stop there. He feared God and he shunned evil. So can you imagine every day, Monday through Sunday, you are giving God the praises, you're living upright, you're doing your best to live a blameless life, you're shunning evil everywhere you go, and sometimes we can be a bit judgmental every time we think we see evil. Oh, that person is doing this, that person is doing that, so we're shunning evil in our own right. But this it starts off by saying who Job was. So if you relate to that, understand that it didn't stop Satan for coming after Job's health or Job's things. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and he had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. In some versions, it says the richest man. And so it didn't matter how high up in life Job was. Job still got hit by adversity.
Come on,
he still got hit by trial. He still got hit by tribulation. So for those of you who just feel,
family.
Well, I'm blessed and family, blessed, I'm highly favored, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, nothing can come after me. Well, it starts
mm-hmm.
off, I said, imagine the movie. If the movie started off that way, you guys would get popcorn, blankets, thick socks and everything to sit back and watch it. Coach David, what do you have to
right.
say about Job 1?
Well, I say this, it's you know, with that, it shows like no matter how righteous we think we are. Now watch this.
Yes.
He was a righteous man. People wrote and said he was a righteous man. Some of us are self-proclaimed righteous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when adversity comes and you don't know how to handle it the proper way, now you got to back up everything that you said about close you are and how much you believe.
Come on.
The God that you say you serve and worship. Now you got to put it all in perspective. Now you got to act out on it. All the time you say, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head and not the tail. I sit on high with the Lord above, because that's what Colossians said. I'm thinking about things on the heaven, not the earth. That's right, because that's where Christ sit at, the right hand of the Father, and that's what I'm thinking about. But when that time comes, then you have to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a problem with execution. So even when you feel you're living your best life, notice it's your best life. But in life, there are going to be it's going to be adversity. And the reason why it's going to be adversity, anytime you have to level up, anytime you go to a new level,
yeah.
Like whoever played video games, whether you was a kid or when you've been older, whoever played video games, you notice it start out pretty easy. But to be able to master the game, the further you go in levels, the harder it gets. So why people don't understand that this is happening in everyday life? Before you can conquer this thing we call life, don't you understand the higher up you go, the harder the levels is going to be? So understand that. I don't care how smart you are, how much education you have, how well you can dress, how much people say you handsome or pretty. Guess what? You're going to have to go through the trials of life when you decide to elevate. So understand, it's coming to us all. And I'm only saying this because people are always blaming that person for elevation. And then when adversity comes, they sit up there and say as if you didn't expose great character. They feel like, well, your character is really in vain because why is all these things happening to you?
Yep.
Well,
and we're definitely
they're going to happen when you're leveling up. Tommy Two Toes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What I get from this verse in verses, basically, adversity. Excuse me. Hey, I'm learning big words, y'all. So bear with me. Adversity doesn't discriminate.
Yeah.
It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter where you
that's
are
right.
or even where you're trying to go. Like you said, it's life. But that's what defines us as a person or people according to how we allow it to affect us. Because we can never control what happens, but we can control how we react to it. And
yeah.
That's what I get when I read and have read those scriptures starting with the beginning of Job.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. That's the part of the cycle. But what are you gonna do about that rain? Are you gonna just complain and let it hit you, or are you gonna grow from that rain? Because a lot of times, the negative things that happen to you are actually blessings. Because I tell people this all the time, and I hate to get on a horse, but I got to one time that I am taller now without legs than I ever was with them. And that's
Come
the response
on,
I get.
That's the response I get. But I had to break it down to him and say, look here, no, what it is, man, I have more courage. I'm not afraid and timid like I used to be. So when I want to do something, I just do it. So now, I can't do it because I ain't got enough money maybe to do it. But other than that, I'm going to jump out of a plane in the fall. And you know, like, what? Yeah. I'm going to jump out of a plane because I want to. And it's just the fact that I do not allow adversities to define my life. I let myself be defined by how I react to those adversities. And everybody else, hopefully, will start doing that.
That's really good. And it comes suddenly. It's not like it was planned, you know, everything that was happening. And we could go, Coach David, we can do a part two in this. But it happened suddenly. And I like that it started off by what he had, you know, what he possessed. Because there are a number of people, especially in the body of Christ, who feel because they have cars or the way that they dress. You know, I experienced that, unfortunately, this weekend, a couple coming in, and we've made even you know, pastoring, we've made that such a celebrity experience, you know, where you got to dress a part, you got to look a part, you got to feel a part. Can I tell you, the people that came in to this one event as the guest speakers, they came in late. They didn't show up on time. They weren't nice to the people that came. They spoke about how much money they had often, and then they were taking from the people, unfortunately. We'll put a number on it. We'll take from them, and it was kind of like, we don't really need your money, but it wasn't giving. I gave you a word, you give to me. And so I like that it started off by saying that he owned 7,000 sheep. Why was that important? Why was it important to say that he had 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants? For me, it shows that all of that can be taken away in a blink of an eye.
Great.
Exactly.
So we'll go into 4. It says his sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their three sisters and eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And this was Job's regular custom. So he cared about his children. How many of you listening tonight care about your children? And you go downstairs like I do while you're making coffee and making breakfast and just pray over the house, because you don't know what's happening when you're not awake. You don't know what happens when you're not there. But you are giving your children back over in prayer to God. So Job made this a customary thing. I'm going to fast forward for a second, and then you can read the scripture 6 through 9, but I'm going to start at 9. It says, or 8, it said, then the Lord saw Satan, and he asked, have you considered my servant Job? And there is no one. This is the Lord saying this to Satan. He says, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. So this is the Lord talking on Job's behalf. So can you imagine God talking on your behalf? And God saying, I know who this person is, yet have you considered them? And even in 9, it says, does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. So that means Satan had to think about it. And then God reassured, he said, have you not put a hedge around him? So listen, Satan also knows the protection that you have because of the way you serve. That didn't stop adversity from happening. Coach David, because of the time, I don't really want to go like way too deep into it. It's like it's getting good, but I don't want to hold every, I don't want to be like a to be continued, but it has to be to be continued. So I'm going to say this in my closing. I'm going to say, as we prepare to really dig into this next week, consider that you have been considered. But consider that you have been considered not because the enemy, Satan, just wants to take your stuff. Coach David and Tommy Tuto said it in the beginning. What have you done? In this case, Job did nothing more. It said he was upright. Didn't say that Job slipped.
It didn't say that Job did something bad. He was even praying for his kids who committed sin or possibly committed sin. He prayed on their behalf just in case they did. It said that he was upright. So you may not be doing anything, but just consider that in the process of your quote-unquote Job experience, that God is preparing you for something greater, and that what's being taken away is to propel you into your next. Coach David or Tommy Two Toes, I'm going to hand it over to you guys.
Yes, Tommy Two Toes, before I close it out, was there anything you want to say to this Elation and Beyond the Radio community, my brother, before we close out?
I love y'all, man. I miss y'all. I'm glad we're back. Thank you for your patience. We got some big things coming between the radio broadcast. BDF is a record label and family. It's a lot of things. We got to keep them a secret. But trust me, these next couple of months, it's going to be great. It's going to be great because it's the year of elevation. Just pay attention and enjoy and be a part, because we're going to show up and show out. Trust me.
Yeah. Come on now. Tommy Two Toes, yeah. We got some things we're going to talk to you about too, while fair, my brother. So, yeah, we'll be able to discuss that next week on air, hopefully. So, you know what, when I read Job, every time I read Job, it made me think about how people is very judgmental. And I really thank you, Coach Shay, for everything you said about it, because we definitely need a part two. Now, people are very judgmental about this, and, you know, the first thing we'll say, you know, well, let me take you back. Back in those times, you know what I'm saying, when you was rich, you had a lot of money, you was a wealthy person, when they had food, like, their feast, when they ate, that was considered the party. Everybody couldn't afford that type of delicacy. So when they prepare a feast that everybody couldn't afford, you know, that was like a big deal. But these youngsters, they partied all the time. They feasted all the time. Let me tell you why, because they could afford it. And what's sad is they couldn't afford it. Job could afford it, right? So they felt entitled. They were dealing with entitlement issues. And they partied. And they really didn't look at life like they were supposed to. So because of that, you know what I'm saying, it was a sad thing that tragedy happened with them. But what's sad is I'm pretty sure people probably look at them and it's like, well, you know, they partied hard. They was living. They were sinners. That's how we do. We just so judgmental. They were sinners, and that's why they died. And I'm pretty sure they talked very bad about Job and his wife. They would have been better parents. They wouldn't have went through that. God wouldn't have cursed them and struck them dead. We got to stop striking each other dead based on life circumstances.
Mm.
We got to stop striking each other dead. We think that we're doing God's will, but you don't have to protect the God who you claim protects you.
Mm-hmm.
God needs no protection. He don't need us to get his back. All we can do is be a better version of ourselves, have some empathy, and understand that we all face problems. We all have stumbling blocks. But one thing about it, every situation don't got to be a setback or failure. It's always a growth opportunity. And that's what we got to realize. I want everybody to realize anytime you go through something, because Job's story is a growth opportunity. That's all Job did was grow from it. At one point in time, he did feel he didn't deserve it. But you know what? Once he had an awakening, that's when he stepped it up a level. Because guess what? That awakening takes you to maturity. And when he saw the maturity in it, he had an awakening, he became mature. He said, you know what? I was at fault. He held himself responsible. He held himself accountable. That's maturity. But even though he held himself accountable, the wrong that he felt, his so-called friends and his wife, they was clearly wrong about what they thought he was. But Job knew what Job had to fix, and he did it. So that's what I want everyone to understand. Let's don't be judgmental. because we're all going to go through experience of life, and we either going to take that as an opportunity to grow or an opportunity to make excuses to fail. With that being said, listen, y'all go to the Elation Magazine page on Facebook. Check out Elation on Instagram. Y'all go to Beyond the Radio on Facebook. Go to Beyond the Fence. That's BeyondAFence. Go check it out. We're so much more than music. As you can see, we got Tommy Two Toes. We got comedians. We got singers. We got rappers. Listen, we got actors. We even got teachers, pastors. Wherever you want, we got. And we want to teach you to be able to have too and become a better version of yourself, because we are transformers. We have transformed our mind. We renewed our thinking.
Yes.
And we're going to do like Job, level up.
Yes.
So with that being said, we love y'all. We hope to see you guys next week. So, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Shay Samuels, Beyond the Fence in the building. Shay,